That's a good question. I mean, yeah, I mean, we have to kind of get our hands on Courtland Finnegan. I think all of us have experience, myself competing, you know, coaching against him. You know, obviously we studied the tape extensively. We like what we saw on film. But, you know, he's going to have to earn play time just like everybody else. The one thing he does give us, Armando, is some position flexibility, you know. After watching the cut-ups from this year, we thought Jimmy Wilson played well. You know, so he's, you know, played a big role, obviously, in our nickel package last year. You know, Finnegan, you know, has played some inside. He can play outside. You know, Will Davis and Jamar Taylor, as we talked about, we're expecting to see. We're going to give them opportunities, so we expect to see progress there. So I think it's going to be a competitive situation, and it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. We don't necessarily have any predetermined mindset in terms of how it's going to ultimately look.
Would you prefer, though, to see Jamar Taylor, I mean, you know, guy was second-round pick last year, would you prefer to see him get, you know, win that outside job?
Again, I want to see the best player. Whoever can help us win win football games, whoever performs the best should be the starting corner. And if it's some guy that's an undrafted free agent that comes into town and plays better, that works for me. Whoever earns it is going to get it.
Joe, on the other side of the ball, how much growth do you want to see out of Lamar Miller, Daniel Thomas, the running back situation, and do you feel like you might need to address it further in the draft or overall?
Well, I think Lamar carried the ball, roughly 50 times maybe as a rookie. I think he had around 175 last year, give or take a couple. So, and I think there was definitely development. But as we look to year three, you know, we want to see him make a couple more explosive runs here or there. I thought his pass protection improved, but there's still room for development there as well. But I think he can do all three things you want a running back to do. He's got good running skill. He can pass protect. He can catch the football. And so, and Daniel Thomas obviously showed some good things last year too. So it's a competitive group. Gillislee did a really nice job on special teams when he came in there later in the year. I obviously didn't carry the football a lot. But certainly we're not opposed to adding competition to that group if that's, you know, the best thing for the team.
Do you think next season starting running back is on your roster right now?
Again, Lamar Miller played. We thought he played well. At the end of the day, when we watched the tape, we thought he played well. We think Daniel Thomas brings a lot of things to the table. But again, this is we have 56 or 7 guys on the roster. We're going to have 90 in training camp, so we'll see how it goes.
Joe, why couldn't Dallas Pons get on the field last year, even with all the offensive line issues? And he needs to do what to become a factor going forward?
Well, he was a little bit hampered. I mean, he had that shoulder labrum. I believe it was a labrum last year. That kind of, you know, slowed him down in OTAs a little bit. He missed some. He participated in some as well. And then in camp, we got to find him a home and give him a place to kind of anchor down a little bit and get himself comfortable with. He's been one of the hardest working guys we asked. You know, he's been in a lot. Virtually hasn't had any time off. He was up in the offices last week. He looks good. So I just think it's a matter of consistency, you know, and you know, gaining the trust and the confidence in himself, the guy next to him, the staff. But I really like what he's doing so far in the off season. Great question, Barry. You know, one of the things that intrigued us when we watched him last year was he played. It was even his junior film when he played left tackle. So we don't anticipate that's where he's going to be. But I think he does give us position flexibility. And we're just going to have to see as the, you know, as the roster takes shape where we feel like he can make the best contribution. I would say it's either going to be right tackle or one of the guards. I think he can could play at either guard position as well.
He played left guard.
Yes.
In college, but then you moved him to the right side. Do you see him making that transition back to the left side?
I wouldn't rule that out. Yeah, I could see that possibly, yeah. I don't think it's – I think once the dust settles a little bit, we're going to figure out, okay, where do we feel like, you know, the best spot is for Dallas Thomas to reach his potential and contribute to the team. And that's on us. We got to figure that out. I mean, the good thing is we think he does have position flexibility, which you like as a coach. But you want to give a player a chance to, you know, get comfortable, get acclimated, not flip-flop. One day I'm a tackle, one day I'm a guard, one day I'm left, one day I'm right. So that's something that we'll, you know, devote some time to.
How important was it for you to happen with, you know, the Richie Incognito incident? Do you think he'll get another shot at the NFL? And if so, would you welcome him back on this team?
Again, Richie's an unrestricted free agent. You know, he gets evaluated. We evaluate all the pool. There's probably a couple hundred of them at this point in time. And then we, you know, we make decisions that we feel are in the best interest of the Miami Dolphins. So I don't want to speculate on what any other team is going to do. But I know that's our stance and our policy. Again, I don't think there's anything that I've heard that would make me concerned about that. But again, I don't. This is an ongoing process. It's we're going to stay to it to a resolution and see where that takes us.
So, how important was it for you guys to find the anchor on that left side and Brandon out there enough in the offseason so that you could focus on the rest of your needs?
Yeah, well, it's an important position. We all know that. And he's a player that we've been studying for a couple of years, and we've watched his tape closely, and we feel like he's a good fit schematically. We feel he'll be a good fit in the locker room. And so it was an important thing. It made sense with where we were at. And when we looked at our roster and our depth chart, we felt like it was a move that was good for him, good for the football team. So we're excited about adding him.
What did you like, in addition to what he does on the field, about the character he's going to bring, the leadership qualities that can blend in as well in that locker room?
Well, all the research we did was that, you know, he was a good person. He was a good human being. His profession was important to him. And that he would, you know, as we like to say, you know, put in an honest day's work and look to make a valuable contribution to the ball club.
Now, going back to Dallas Thomas, I mean, do you see a situation where he could maybe even win a starting guard spot, or is it more you see him developing right now, just, you know, figuring out where he's best and so forth?
No, I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, I think there's certainly a possibility that he could win a position. There's a lot of opportunity in the offensive line. We're certainly an equal opportunity employer there. So, you know, no, I would say, yeah, I wouldn't rule anything out. Absolutely.